Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Qiang says his country's market will always be open to foreign funded firms. He made the remarks while meeting with Tesla CEO Elon Musk in Beijing, calling Tesla's development in China a successful example of China-U.S. cooperation. Li said it is hoped that the two countries will work closely to promote stable bilateral ties. He also pledged to create a more favorable business environment and stronger support for foreign enterprises through better market access and services. Musk told Li that Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory is the company's best-performing manufacturing facility. He said Tesla is ready to continue to work with China for win-win results. China has lodged solemn representations to Japan over its infringement and provocation regarding the Diaoyu Islands. A spokesperson from the Chinese embassy in Japan says the China Coast Guard took necessary measures to protect their rights in accordance with the law. According to media reports, five Japanese National Diet members recently entered the waters near the Diaoyu Islands on a so-called inspection visit. The spokesperson stressed that the islands are China's inherent territory, and the country will resolutely safeguard its territorial sovereignty and maritime interests. Media reports say at least 19 people are dead following recent Israeli bombing on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The attack is said to have targeted three residential buildings. It came just hours before Egypt was expected to host Hamas leaders for a ceasefire discussion. There is no immediate response from Israel. John Gambrell has details.
Details are still pretty vague, but broadly speaking, what the ceasefire would entail would be the release of some 40 Israeli hostages held in the Gaza Strip in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners being released by Israel, as well as a guarantee that those trapped in the southern part of the Gaza Strip could return back to their homes. All of this is coming as we're still seeing Israeli daily strikes in the Gaza Strip, and as there continues to be just this Israeli pressure and the broader blockade on the Gaza Strip. Now, the Israelis tonight did say that they want to try to get more aid into the Gaza Strip. They mentioned the fact that there's this floating pier that the Americans are building that's going to bring in aid that way. Some other aid will be coming in through other routes. And aid was a topic of discussion between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Joe Biden. They held a telephone conversation that also touched on the possible release of those hostages.
Protests at U.S. universities have shown no signs of slowing over the weekend. Pro-Palestinian groups are demanding an immediate end to the conflict in Gaza. They are also calling on universities to cut off financial ties to Israeli enterprises. Occasional violence has broken out between different factions, and police have made hundreds of arrests across the nation. It is Tianxin has more from Los Angeles.
Over a week now since several of these pro-Palestinian protests erupted, starting first at the Columbia University in New York, and from there on several other institutions across the East Coast and all the way over here on the West Coast as well. The number of these protests have been growing, both in terms of the number of campuses and institutions across the nation, and also every single encampment. As the day goes by, we are seeing more protesters. At some point, I could say it did get pretty violent. There were some skirmishes between the two different factions. People were pushing and shoving each other. In some cases, there were even some punches I saw were being thrown around. These pro-Palestinian encampments are there to stay. They say they're going to be there for as long as it takes. And these counter protests keep appearing. I think we're going to see more of these tensions coming up in the coming days.
According to a recent report from the 2024 Zhongguancun Forum, China has a total of 369 unicorn companies. They are startups valued at more than $1 billion. The report notes the figure amounts to over a quarter of all such companies globally. The 369 unicorn companies span 16 sectors, with artificial intelligence and integrated circuits taking the lead. Beijing ranks first in number nationwide, boasting 114 of them. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.